glad you chose to stay with Press TV. What we've got in store for you today, you don't want to miss. Salam. Welcome to Iran. Some 4,000 years ago, today's Turkmenistan used to be part of ancient Persian territory. Then it was around 300 BC that the Achaemenians were overthrown and they lost control of the land. Anyhow, the good thing is that there's still an ethnic group of Turkmen in Iran. They're indigenous to northeastern Iran, where Turkmenistan and Iran share borders. We'll take you there in a moment, but first, grab some fancy clothes because you're invited to a wedding.
Almost 370 kilometers from the capital city Tehran, in the northern province of Golestan, lies a city with a totally different climate, culture, and traditions.
This is the city of poem, music, colors, and horses, with kind and caring people. This is Banda Turkmen, or Turkmenpur.
The economy of the city is mainly based on agriculture, handicrafts, and animal husbandry. The city was founded almost 80 years ago, which has over 70,000 residents today. Carpet weaving is not a recreational task among Turkmen people, but the main occupation to earn income for the inhabitants.
There is a tradition among Turkmen people that any girl who is about to marry makes a carpet for her future house. And this leads to the creation of a world-famous masterpiece.
Turkmen's wedding ceremonies are also different from the rest of the country, which continue for 7 days. Sometimes the whole village or town is invited to the ceremony, and I was so lucky to be there too.
Even modernity has not changed the old traditions of Turkmen people.
In the wedding ceremony, the family of the bridegroom adorns a camel with ornamented clothes to mount the bride over the animal and carry her to the groom's house. The camel is driven by a respectable elder among the tribe and at times by the groom himself, who is accompanied by almost all family members and relatives. Enjoy! Dagger or sword play is another popular tradition among Turkmen youth. This is a religious and mystical ceremony. A man bearing a sword or dagger sings with a charming voice, and the ceremony continues until they tighten their circle into a knot. The sword bearer then raises the sword as a token of valor, and other members firmly grasp each other's hands as a token of solidarity.
ابزاری که ترکمن‌ها در موسیقی استفاده می‌کنن دوتار همکنون در عروسی دوتار کمانچه بیشترین کاربرد داره یاشولی محله میامد در میدان جوان‌ها را جمع می‌کرد با شمشیر اینا بعد با خوندن ابیات حماسی جوان‌ها را تحریک می‌کرد تا از آب و خاک خودشون دفاع بکنن و به رقص خنجر معروف بود
To Turkmen people, life is like a sea, so vast and forgiving, which leaves no time to think about its hardships. Saman Kojuri for Iran.